I'm going to click over to the...
Oh, here.
Where
here's
are
the
we?
Clicker.
Okay.
Here's the clicker.
Clicker. Excellent. Thanks very much.
That was a technical term. Now, there's a right hand...
That one.
You're right.
It's only technology. That was going forward. There we go.
Okay,
we're
good.
So Marty asked me to step in at the last minute. And I just ran upstairs from talking in the Gov Cloud segment. I said to Marty, I'm happy to talk at the Cloud Computing Conference, but I don't work in the government sector, and I haven't done any work in the healthcare sector apart from some high-tech biotechnology initiatives. Let's see, I was director of software at Second Sight, developing a bionic eye, and also consultant for Advanced Bionics, developing a cochlear implant. So that's my only foray into the healthcare sector. So my track record and that of my team is mainly been in the startup business around digital entertainment. So we're an LA-based company, and we've got 12 startups to our record. Normally, we're the first tech guys on the ground, and we build up a team, and then some liquidity event happens, and sometimes I lose the entire team and have to start from scratch, or sometimes, you know, we continue. So we've been around this loop 12 times. We've developed cloud platforms in virtually every vendor's cloud system. We've got, we know where the bodies are buried in most of these vendors. Let's see, we've developed IBM in the IBM Smart Cloud, the Zaya platform, which is a music creation cloud for Music Mastermind. We've developed in, obviously, AWS, in the Google Compute Engine, Azure, and also some very exotic bare metal clouds. I like what SoftLayer is doing. There's another one called ProfitBricks, which is also allows bare metal and also allows horizontal scaling. But today we're going to talk about performance. And the performance metric that I want to focus on is not so much speed. Many of the vendors will quote speeds, which are really static numbers. I'm interested in acceleration, because when I build a cloud platform, I'm typically building it for a consumer audience. So startups live and die on how they treat their consumers. In the government and the healthcare sector, you're typically a monopoly. You typically have a captive audience. You don't have to. The DMV, for instance, doesn't have to acquire users. The queue can be going right out the building, wrapping around two or three times. That doesn't mean that that nominal bounce rate is lost revenue for them. It's not an existential crisis. It is an existential crisis for a startup developing a cloud. And there's some lessons from that startup sector that can be brought to the government and the healthcare sector. So that's where we're going to go and look here. So, that's the first slide. Bear with me. This is a fresh deck. So there's a lot to digest here. I contrast between two things here, analysis and analytics. Analytics is kind of a new word, maybe about 4 or 5 years old. It's come into common vocabulary. But the model for analytics, it's very rarely drawn out like this. And this is our user interface guy. I drew up on the whiteboard what the model is behind analytics. And he said, oh, I can make that prettier. And he gave me this graphic. But let's first focus on the left-hand side. Let's focus on the left-hand side. When you are choosing a cloud vendor, you're typically going to be looking at the independent benchmark reports. But what I'd urge you to do is also quiz them on their scaling options. Most of them will just give you the scaling option to scale vertically. There is another way of doing it. You can scale horizontally. And the scaling vertically method is you've got a cluster of virtually identical machines getting traffic from a load balancer. Your cluster starts to get overwhelmed by the traffic, and they all vote to increase the cluster size. And then you either add an extra server or maybe radically double the size of the cluster. And that scaling is called vertical scaling because your cluster is basically growing vertically. I asked my chief architect, why can't I have a running server, and let's say it's got two cores dedicated to its to this virtual machine, and then I decide I'm getting a bit overwhelmed, I'd like to have two more cores instantly without rebooting the server. And so we went searching for, is there a vendor that can provide that? And of course, you know, if there isn't, then let's go and build that tech to make it happen. But we actually did find a vendor that provides that, and we found actually more than one. So you do actually have other options. So when vendors say your only option is vertical scaling, you know, you can quiz them on that, because the choice of your scaling method is going to determine your ability to handle spike events and to have a cloud that can accelerate rather than just being fast in cruise control mode, you know, on the freeway, but one that can slow down when there's no traffic and not be consuming any fuel. And then when the traffic, when you do need to accelerate, you can floor it and speed up. Your scaling really has a cost implication. We'll come to that in a minute. It's been one of my pet peeves that the industry, many of the big cloud vendors, still bill by the hour. Do you remember when cell phone contracts used to be 5-minute billing, 3-minute billing? They're all down to 1-minute billing. And in fact, in Europe, there's some cell phone providers that even bill by 6 seconds. You know, so you can just call up your drug dealer and say, yeah, I just need another stash. Okay, that's it. Bye. Okay. It's all healthcare, isn't it? And so the 6-minute call, 6-minute billing. For spike events, you want to, typically the spike lasts 5 minutes. And so it'd be really great to spin up new instances, and then when the spike has gone away, you can shut them down, and you only get billed for that period rather than being billed for the entire hour. We'll come to that again in a minute. What I urge you to do is construct a traffic model, a bottom-up traffic model, so you can conduct what-if analyses and questions, because the questions that you ask your vendors when you're making those choices really need to be based on your problem. And so construct a model, and then quiz them on the bare metal specs, on the raw hardware specs. Bare metal's great. You know, do you have SSD? One of the things, and I misspelt it there, it's actually InfiniBand. Some of the cloud vendors, even though they've got fast hardware, they're really, the bottleneck is on the fabric by which all these bare metal instances are connected. And you'd spin up one instance, and then the next instance will be the other end of the data center. And you know, in our early days on Amazon, we found that our the Music Mastermind application was just clogged by an oversaturated switch fabric that was connecting the machines together. So really stress that out. Prototype, do your own benchmark tests, and go on. I'm now going to talk about this briefly, and I can't make head or tail what's going on here, but there's a funnel. There's a funnel where your users come in, and there's a bounce here. So your initial acquisition funnel of traffic coming in, when you can't handle that, when you serve up page load times that are more than the user will stomach, you lose traffic over here. Do you care about that? in a healthcare problem. I know it's an existential problem for a startup consumer-facing application, but you know, when healthcare.gov, when the president went on national television and called the entire nation to come to one website, that bounce rate, basically, that everything came in there, just spilled over, and you lost it. And but it wasn't lost revenue, because they had to come back. The law said you have to come back and you have to go and get yourself signed up. So I don't know if it's an existential crisis, but I'd urge you, even if you're developing for a captive audience, I'd urge you to use the analytics model of a consumer-facing platform as your guiding model when you're figuring out how to handle your traffic. You really don't want this to bounce out. You know, normal, well-functioning sites have a 23-25% bounce rate. If it's in the 80%, 90%, you're just doing something wrong. So this is the first tuning point over here for the performance of your cloud. Are you able, that landing page, is it giving a 2-second response time? First of all, has it got the right content on there? Well, that's a design issue. But can it handle the volume of traffic and consistently give you a 2-second page load time? And if it's not, why not? So there's your first performance to get. And what you should do is instrument that. Even if it's not a website, let's say it's a mobile device and a server platform, you can still use Google Analytics or some analytics platform to track that. Retention. Do we care about retention? Yes, we do. It's an existential problem. You've spent so much money in acquiring a user. Make sure they don't churn out. I'm going to come back to this. I want to go on to the next slides. Elasticity. We talked about acceleration. In cloud, the metaphor of elasticity is used from physics is Hooke's law. You know, if you apply a force, a load onto a system, it stretches, and then it when the load goes away, it relaxes back to its former self. Here's a typical public-facing cloud platform. The traffic varies in a circadic rhythm. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's the bottom. It doesn't actually go to zero. Even in the small hours, there's still traffic. And then the peak is maybe an order of magnitude greater, like 20 at the low point, 200 concurrent users. And it goes on like that. One or two spikes. Let's ignore those spikes for now. So you build your system to scale. And here's what a typical day looks like when you're building a public-facing platform. And here is a scaling algorithm, an auto-scaling algorithm, where all the servers in the cluster vote when they can no longer deliver the page in this case it was 4 seconds. If they exceed 4 seconds, then they all vote, and they all vote to scale, and the cluster doubles in size. And here's what happens to the page load time. So the page load time is a bit volatile when there's one or two servers in the cluster, but during peak traffic time, there are a good number of servers here. There are 5 servers in the cluster. The page load time is consistently below 4 seconds, which turned out to be the sweet spot. In addition to looking at page load time, look at the bounce rate, because this is your users actually deciding to exit. So the users in the small hours of the morning, well, yeah, they're going to bounce. Were they really serious? They would probably just, it's not that we don't worry about that as lost revenue, but here the bounce rate, and this is a 10x scale. So the bounce rate here is around about 23 to 25%. What is that? That's lost revenue. So bounce rate correlates to lost revenue, especially if you do this measurement in some part of your funnel that you equate to value. So if you did this, if you did this measurement in the last stages of your shopping cart, that is real lost revenue there. So what do? You could report that to your CFO, and it'll just beat you up. But instead, what you report is the recovered revenue. You say, well, you would have lost that revenue had we not scaled, but here's the revenue we actually did recover for you by scaling. And if you've built yourself you've got that bottom layer, the DC level of that oscillating waveform, the DC level of your traffic load handled by a private cloud, and you actually burst into public cloud on demand, then this is seen as an investment in order to capture those users. And so you can actually compute the return on investment, and that's a good way of structuring your auto-scaling algorithm by giving it the intelligence of your business and actually making it ROI-based. Very few people do this. So there's some freebies. This is the cross-section of a spike, much like the spike that healthcare.gov got when the big traffic came. You can see the traffic spikes several orders of magnitude. The purple line is the number of servers. In the old algorithm of auto-scaling, the number of servers try to increase, but they get there too late. And then the blue line is the bounce rate. You see it bangs up against 100%. At that point, your platform is delivering server errors, the 400s and the 500s. It's basically unavailable. What's the problem? Linux boot latency. The boot time is too slow. In many of the conventional cloud vendors, it's like 15 minutes to get a new Linux instance up and running. That's too long. The spike has happened and it's gone away. What's worse than that is you're being billed for an entire hour. So not only have you come to the party late, the party's gone and you're left with the cleanup and you're left with the bill. So two things to lobby for with your cloud vendors. Faster booting nodes, please. You know, there's no reason it shouldn't boot in 20 or 30 seconds. Or, you know, go for the horizontal scaling. Look for a cloud provider that can actually do horizontal scaling. Billing. If I'm going to light up servers to handle a 5-minute spike, I'd really like to just pay for those 5 minutes, not for an entire hour. 3 minutes, okay. And then what else? What are the results? Okay, so here's... In our group, we initiated a concept called hyper-elasticity. It's a new take on what a cluster looks like. It's a new take on load balancing. I'm not going to reveal what exactly it is, but here's the proof of the pudding. So on a cloud consumer-facing platform in the film industry, this spike over here in March was when Selena Gomez tweeted to her audience, and you see the spike in visits goes up, but the bounce rate also goes up to 67%. Bad, bad. We took over the platform. We'd actually taken it over before, but we initiated some hyper-elasticity measures on this platform, and here, when Pearl Jam tweeted to their big audience, big spike in traffic, the bounce rate actually goes down. So there's the proof of the pudding that it is possible to handle these spike events, to have a cloud that can accelerate when needed. Please give us a call. Contact us if you want to learn more about that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Don't leave. Okay.